so I'm trying to remember. Serene, and I think, Summer, you're on the stack as well, right?
Yes, so I'll go after Serene. I will go at the very end of whomever wishes to speak.
Okay. Serene, go ahead.
Okay. I actually wanted to offer an amendment to Margie's motion, which I believe, and you can correct me, I believe your motion read, move that exit interviews shall be offered to all national employees and consultants who resign. Margie?
Yes.
Okay, so I would like to amend it, and I'll send it in a minute, to read, move that exit interviews shall be offered to all departing national employees and consultants, as well as station management.
Okay. So are there any comments regarding this substitute and the motion? So,
I need to have that sent to me so I can be voting in
the... Yes, I think Serene is sending it to you, so, and to the board. I heard Brian. Brian, do you want to make a comment?
Yeah, I just want to express my gratitude to both Margie and Serene for putting this into motion form. I think this is a good organizational best practice. If we look at our own situation, we know just on the surface of things that in the past 9 months, we have turned over every single position at the Pacifica National office plus the corporate council. And we have not heard from anyone on why all that turnover has happened except the executive director. And I am not casting any aspersions on that, but saying it is a dangerous situation to put yourself in an organization when one person has that much control over the information flow. It's bad for any organization to have that level of turnover. If it's because we had horrible people doing those jobs, we need to understand how we got into that situation in the first place. And if there's something else going on, we certainly need to know about that. This is something we should be paying attention to, and I think this kind of procedure will ensure that we do.
Thank you, Brian. So are there any other comments on the amendment, the substitute?
Point of clarification, I guess.
Yes.
So we have Margie's motion, and then Serene, I understand, is making a friendly amendment.
Yes, she has.
And so has Margie accepted that?
Well, it doesn't matter. Robert's Rules of Order doesn't care whether I accept it or not, although I do. But we have to vote on the amendment before we vote on my motion.
Okay.
Exactly.
Richard.
Okay. While we're going into this discussion, I'm sorry, you all. We have somebody on the stack. We have Summer. Summer, I'm going to ask for you to speak.
I'm sorry. I was just confused here.
Can I be on stack, thank you.
Richard to the stack.
And Tracy to the stack.
I'm going to go ahead and take my turn in case we run out of time, if you guys don't mind.
Yes, we're almost out of time here.
Of course. Okay, thanks. So, and there is a main motion from Uzel, a substitute from Wilkinson with an amendment from Roberts, just to keep track of the scorecard. Okay, so as the person who is the subject of all of the discussion that has just gone on, as very pointedly made by Brian, so since I took off my chair's hat and I'm just wearing my ED's hat, so let's pretend I'm an employee of the organization like I am. What I saw as a report back on the informal hanging out discussion with our council was primarily targeted at me as a foundation employee. Obviously, I have an entirely different take on what the relationship with council is, but he is an outside consultant, so I can't say anything here either. All that has to happen in executive session, because I can sue over what people say about me and he can sue over what people say about him. Clearly, somewhere in the middle is probably what really occurred, how much he's been paid since I came into office, $37,000, $39,000. I'd have to look at the invoices to see what I've paid on invoices to council since he got here. The perception of work and the professional ethics of how one approaches one's work and what one's attitude towards is it, depending on what your receivable happens to be, and the fact that it was, I think, around $50,000 when I became ED, having nothing to do with me. And certainly, frankly, the board had a lot more contact with legal counsel than I did. By doing these informal interviews, again, pretend it's not me. Pretend it's someone that half the board isn't spending a full-time job trying to get rid of, because I'll address the rest of what Brian said in a minute. I'm under no illusions as to what is going on in this board, okay? And I haven't been the entire year that I've been ED, because I spend at least every other month knocking down something that's directly aimed at me, because there's enough of the board that's more interested in not having me run this organization than they are in actually doing anything to help this organization survive. That's appalling on so many levels, I can't begin to tell you. But let's just go back to liability and the fact that we get sued constantly by employees. So what the board did is certain members decided to conduct a meeting, and somebody's just opened a weird, funky line, but conduct a meeting on a phone call someplace, and then give an informal report back on what their impressions were of what somebody had to say about somebody else who works for the organization. That already is just really a bad idea. That is not the same as whistleblowers. But let me go ahead and touch on them and all of the national office staff that have turned over. So some of that staff was only there 3 years. Some of it was there 6 years, and some of it was there 9 years. It was all there a significant length of time. But those are approximately the time ranges of all of the people that worked in the national office. During that time, for 7 years, the appropriate tax returns weren't filed, so our corporate status was suspended. For at least 3 or 4 years, the Franchise Tax Board would have been sending notices on that, telling that national office staff collectively that the appropriate tax documents hadn't been filed. I just signed off on the appropriate pension fund documents for 2009, 2010, and 2011 because those weren't filed.
Summer, this is Heather. I need to just jump in here because there are a couple of things that have happened. I know that what you are talking about is very important. I think that some of it probably should be an executive session, but that's something that the board needs to decide. However, the time for this, our 5 minutes are up, and you've gone over the period where
I will
folks
cut it short.
Be speaking
then.
On the motion, so
I will wrap
okay,
it up.
Cut it short. Okay.
On every other meeting, aspersions are made by certain individual board members about my turning over of staff. If we would like to spend an entire executive session on each member of staff and exactly what occurred, or the board members, some of whom are still serving, who solicited information from staff which resulted in them no longer working there, which they have testified to at an unemployment hearing, I will be happy to go into infinite detail as to every single person and every single thing that has occurred. I have done some of that on past meetings. But I am going to say that you are looking at setting policy, not policy relative to Summer Reese, who some of you will undoubtedly spend the next 3 months trying to get out of this job, okay? It is not about me. And if everyone in this organization would stop personalizing everything, it is about the organization. And you're setting policies to deal with all sorts of people. And you're talking about policies that will affect employees, past, present, and future. So whatever the board decides to do here, it should be done in that manner. And taking into account that the board frequently is creating liability by doing things around the fringes, off the edges, and to the side because they want to get a particular individual. And that isn't appropriate. So it should be done in some context that is actually within board confines, which, again, doesn't prevent anyone, I think as someone made the point earlier, from speaking individually with anybody. But I really don't think what happened was appropriate, and that was only confirmed by what came back in the emails and what was said and the fact that it wasn't done in a process where, you know, there was any presentation of two sides of anything or that was protected. And, you know, it's just, I really wish that collectively everyone would please try to see a larger picture and depersonalize it and make good decisions based on that.
Thank you, Summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We need
to decide here now.
Call the question.
We asked for a 5 minute extension. We've gone through the 5 minutes. We have now talked for 25 minutes
Chair.
On this topic. So,
call the
does
question.
Does the board wish to extend the
Heather,
yes.
Call the question. This is Tracy. I actually would like to extend. I think there are some things that have to be said about Serene's amendment. They can be said rather quickly, but I'm going to ask for another extension.
Also,
I would like to say some things. I'm sorry. I guess I will go ahead and ask for another 5 minutes, but this will be the last extension. If it could be uncontested, that would be nice. But we will see.
Yes. Go ahead.
Serene, thanks. At some point, do I get to motivate my amendment?
Well, then maybe 10 minutes is a better extension.
Okay, so let's have, is there a second to this request for a 10-minute extension?
Benito.
Okay. So are there any objections to an extension?
Yes, call the question.
All right. So now you're calling the question. Are you wanting to have a vote on the amendment and the substitute and so forth? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, please.
All right, the question's been called. So
So we need to vote on the amendment, Serene's amendment.
No. Heather, there's a motion to extend for 10 minutes discussion on the table that has been objected to by Luzette, who is calling the question. We therefore go to a vote on whether or not to extend time for 10 minutes. If the motion fails, question's called automatically. If the motion passes, then we talk for 10 more minutes.
Teresa, I'm sorry, Teresa.
Okay.
Tracy, it's my understanding that when the question's been called, Luzette has called that we vote on these amendments and so forth. So I think that's what we need to do. I'm sorry.
That doesn't take the motion to extend off the table before it's been voted on. That said, calling the question
She called the question before there was
Point of information, please.
All right. Yeah, well, I object to calling the question. I think we need to talk this through a little more.
I'm sorry.
Hello. Point of personal privilege, please, Madam Chair.
Yes.
If people can wait to be recognized before they begin speaking, we won't have three people speaking at the same time, and we might actually hear each other.
No, I can appreciate that. And so as I need to mention to everyone that I heard Luzette call the question, and this is before there was a request for an extension of time. She has called the question, so I'm going to ask that we begin voting on the amendment and the substitute.
Heather, there's an objection to calling the question. There's an objection to calling the question.
Point of information, Carolyn. Yes, doesn't someone have to be recognized in order to call the question? You did not recognize Luzette. She was not recognized. She just called it out. That is not appropriate.
Can we promote?
Yeah, Tracy just called it out too.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes. Go ahead, Richard.
Point of order. You were talking to the member that was making the motion to extend for 10 minutes, and somebody in the background spoke up. You were recognizing the person making the motion for the extension, and I don't think that you could just jump over to somebody else before you get. You were the next thing that was supposed to be done by you, Madam Chair, is ask for a second. And if that's the case, I will second the motion.
And you would second which motion is that?
The motion to extend for 10 minutes.
I see.
We already had that.
I must apologize to Luzette because I heard you in passing, and then there was somebody else who jumped in, so I didn't recognize you, and I must apologize for that. So there has been a request for an extension of time, and Luzette, if you wish to repeat that after we extend the time, then we'll discuss that as well. But so there has been a request for an extension of time. So was there a second to that?
Yeah, Benito.
Benito,
that's right.
So are there any objections for an extension of time?
Yes. Let's carry on the subject.
Okay. All right. So there's an objection. So Richard, please go ahead.
Okay. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. King.
No.
No. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Stitt. Can you hear you? Rizan? Can't hear you, Lydia. Can't hear you. Crumcho?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, who is it?
I vote no. I vote no.
Okay. Brenda, okay, gotcha. Reese?
This is on the extension of time?
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Alan? Can't hear you, Teresa. Polinar? Can't hear you. Hinchel?
Yes.
Yes. Uzell, yes. Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene.
Abstain.
You did what?
Abstain. Can you hear me?
I got it. I think. Abstain. Saba? Breaking vote. Lane Ewart. Edward Seekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Rosenberg.
Yes, on the extension.
Yes. Hi, Eagle.
Okay, how are you?
I'm
actually in a conference call in Washington.
Dan. Are you there, Dan?
What's that?
Dan? See you.
This is Lydia. Sorry, I got knocked out.
Okay. How you go?
Is this still extension of time?
Yeah, extension of 10 minutes.
No.
No. Okay. Wilkinson?
I vote yes.
Yes? Yes. Chen, yes?
Wait, this is Katia. I vote yes.
Katia also votes yes. Okay. 11 yes. 2 no, 3 no, 11, 3, 2 abstentions, 11, 3, 2. Madam Chair, it's 11, 3, 2.
Okay, so the motion passes to extend time.
Right.
So, any additional comments about these amendments and substitutes in the motion?
I believe you have Rosenberg.
Tracy for
Rosenberg.
The staff.
Yes. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. I thought Serene wanted to motivate, so I was waiting. But
yeah.
Serene? Serene?
Well, I can go if you guys want.
Go ahead, Tracy. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So... I mean, two things come to mind for me on this amended motion. The first is that if the board is going to offer this to management employees and to employees who work at the national office, then why aren't we going to offer this to all of our employees? There's a kind of classism going on that the board wants to hear from more highly paid employees, but it doesn't care what the rank and file thinks. And it just seems to me that there's something sort of out of whack here, leaving aside issues of personalization. It's a kind of a preferential treatment for certain kinds of employees over other kinds of employees, as if one set of perspectives is valuable to the board and the other set of perspectives isn't valuable to the board. And that makes me very uncomfortable. The second thing is, if in fact we are in a contested employment situation, certainly we have GMs at a couple of the stations that, at least from my perception, a significant chunk of the board would like to see depart. And this is not just one station. This is several stations, as a matter of fact. And it seems to me that if we go through that kind of process and an LSB agrees to terminate a GM and then either we agree or the ED, I'm sorry, or the ED agrees that, like, putting a exit interview on top of that is likely to be a very unpleasant process for everyone involved.
Can I be on the staff, Janet?
So there's something about all of this that doesn't really make sense to me. So I'm opposing the motion, and I think we need to think through our personnel policies and not just shoot from the hip on this kind of stuff, which is basically what we're doing.
Thank you. Who else do I have on the stack? Do I have Janet and Brenda? Is that Carolyn?
Richard.
And Carolyn and Richard.
And Serene, please.
And Serene.
I have to mute again. Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
Janet, go ahead.
I'm opposed to this motion because it seems like it's giving tremendous amount of energy and authority to what will amount to be disgruntled employees. It's almost like giving them entire stage to take up half of our time. I mean, just think about it. It gives them extreme kind of political power and negative power, basically. It's just creating a way for us never to move forward.
Thank you. Brenda.
Okay, can everyone hear me?
Yeah,
hello?
I think so.
Yes,
go
okay,
ahead.
Yes. All right, so a couple of things. One is that the reason why we would include general managers in that pool is because under the bylaws, we have, if, for example, the executive director and the LSD don't come to the same decision, the PMB is a tiebreaker in the case of general managers. In terms of the national office, since we should be doing evaluations of the executive director and the CFO, therefore we have authority to review and evaluate management on the national level. And it would be also nice to be able to know what has happened with staff, whether it be a positive or a negative thing. It doesn't always have to be a negative thing. It could be that they don't feel that they are making a contribution to the organization anymore, so they decided to move elsewhere. It could be as simple as that. And it's also giving an option. It's not mandating anybody to participate in an exit interview. It's just giving them the option. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. Despite the gloss being put on this motion, I'm reluctantly, I have to agree with Summer that it is a very pointed personnel attack. And I'm going to be blunt about that. And I think that if, in fact, we continue in this way, we may as well simply let the board become the managers, all of us, and dispense with hiring executive directors and CFOs and whatever other officers we think we need. I think it's, as Janet points out, potential for a disgraceful waste of our time and energy. And I do think that the motives are less than pure, if I may. Thank you.
Thank you.
Heather, can you hear me?
I have Richard and then Serene.
Heather, can you hear me? This is Margie.
Yes, I can, Margie.
I'd like to be on the stack. Thank you.
Yes, I'll put you on the stack after Serene. Richard?
Yes, being the maker of the first motion and listening to the conversation back and forth about these substitutes and amendments to substitution, we have one more motion to make, and that is to, I would like to substitute that we send this issue to the personnel committee, since everybody pretty much has talked about this being a personnel matter. Send this to the personnel committee and ask the personnel committee to talk about it even more and come back with a consistent policy that's not just quickly thrown together on the fall tonight.
I'd second that. Tony would second that.
Madam Chair, we may have lost our chair.
Heather?
Did we lose Heather?
It's just Lori.
Okay, Richard, I've already given up the chair, so you have to take it till Heather comes back, please.
Okay.
He just made the motion.
I know he just made the motion. What do you want me to do? Go take the chair back? I just got done speaking as an employee. I mean,
Richard, you can make it my motion if that's more convenient for you. I'll support it.
I mean, I think we might all support referring this somewhere for some more legal input, frankly. So.
Who said that, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want to make the motion? Heather will be back up.
Oh, you can make that my motion and chair the meeting.
Right. There's Heather.
I must apologize. My phone went off there for a moment. My apologies. So Richard, and then Serene, and then Margie. So Serene.
Okay, Heather, while you were gone, I made a substitute motion to refer this to the personnel committee and let them talk about it for another hour or two and come back with a suggestion of a policy, because we're talking about policy. We're not trying to keep anybody from doing anything. We want it done right, and we don't want it done haphazardly, and I'm afraid this is getting way afield, and I would like the personnel committee to take this and come back with a suggestion.
So I need some assistance from everyone here now. We've had a motion, a substitute, an amendment, and now a substitute. So was your substitute
actually
seconded?
Heather.
Brian here. It's a motion to refer to committee.
Yes.
It's not a substitute. A motion to refer to committee is not debatable. You put it to a vote right away.
Okay, so let's.
It's not a substitute.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
And
so,
I second it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's seconded. So we go to vote on this. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So go ahead, Richard. Let's have a vote.
Okay. Edward Seeger.
I back you 100%, Richard.
He's a mess. That's a yes. Rosenberg?
Yes, on the motion to refer to personnel, which is what we're voting on, right?
Right.
Yes.
Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
I abstain.
Okay. Diaz?
Give me a minute, Richard. Let me pass for a minute. Let me think.
Okay. King?
I'm confused, so I abstain.
Abstain, okay. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt?
Yes.
What was that?
Yes.
Yes. Razan?
No.
No. Frumcho?
Yes.
Frumcho?
Yes.
Medina?
I vote no. Did you get my vote, Richard?
You voted no. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Reese?
Richard, did you get my yes vote? This is John Crumshaw.
I did.
Yeah, I'll vote to refer this to the Personnel Committee. And I hope some legal advice. Thank you.
Okay. Alan? Can't hear you. Polinar? Can't hear you. Mitchell?
Yes.
Yes. Usel, yes. Burton.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. Robert.
No.
No. Jaha. Bray, oh, you can't do it. Lane, you're it. Okay. Somebody pass. Bernie? Benito?
Yeah, I'm going to abstain.
Abstain, okay. Chen 3-3.
So the motion passes. It will be referred to the Personnel Committee. I want to thank everyone for your comments. So, and I'm going to hand this back over to Summer.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, everybody. Okay, so the time is 10:18 Eastern. Let's see what's next up on the agenda. So that was referred to the Personnel Committee. Next thing on the agenda?
The next two things are just sort of noticed. If you mention them, that'd be noticed.
Unless I've gotten out of...
You don't need to mention. You don't need to.
Have I gotten out of things? Uncontested, you mean number C about the audit committee?
Lizette King.
Yes.
To,
Lizette, have you joined the audit committee successfully? I hope. Ms. King?
No, I think
Hello?
She's just saying that she...
Can you
I'm
hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Lizette. Have you been able to join the audit committee without any issues, since you're the only person who wanted to serve on it?
There's nothing to stop it.
I'm sorry?
There's nothing to stop it. I'm there.
Excellent. Thank you. So it's a moot issue. Okay. Very good. Thank you. And then, and I'm sorry, what is D? Notice to bring to meeting a motion to rescind the March 20th results of a motion. Okay. You want to read that one, Richard? Because I'm not clear on it. It says notice to bring at the August 22nd, 2013 PNB meeting a motion. Oh, I see. You're just noticing it for the next meeting. Gotcha. That's why I don't have to do anything on it now. Thank you. Okay. Motion to rescind the March 20th, 2013 results. Have a motion to dissolve FRAT, and if rescinded, to hear another motion. Okay. A little bit complicated, but you're noticing it for the August 22nd, correct?
Correct.
I don't know. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we are on to, my God help us, we've actually made it to Roman numeral 3, committee reports, where, as I recall, we moved item E, finance, up and made it item A. So, Finance Committee Chair, you have the floor for the KPFT FY 2013 budget. Please take it away.
Okay, I will do that, which requires taking a look at the KPFT budget. So just give me a second here.
May I have a point of, well, it may be a point of procedure, Summer.
Yes, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, since this is supposed to adjourn at 10:30, are we reasonably expecting to approve this budget in 10 minutes?
I have no idea. We've taken an incredible amount of time this evening on certain matters. I don't know.
Brian, with the point of order?
Yes, go ahead, Brian.
This is a continuation meeting, right?
Yes.
At our last meeting, we went into executive session, hit every item on the agenda for that executive session, and then adjourned it. I don't know what we would have to continue into another executive session today.
Almost brilliant, Brian. I love it. Okay. Wow, we're agreeing on something. So that may be the case. As I recall, we might have gotten all the way through it, in which case would you be proposing that we would continue until our adjournment time, well, of what, another half hour, like at 11 Eastern or something, or are you simply making an observation?
11:30.
I think there's nothing to force us to adjourn to executive session, is my point.
Very good. Then why don't we continue apace, and perhaps someone will want to make some motion one way or another, but maybe it's not necessary. We can just get another bit of work done. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes, Ms. King.
Can you tell me whether we would have a financial report tonight?
I think that unlikely, unless I do not believe that the CFO is, in terms of the audit progress, that could be given, but because it was a continuation meeting, we didn't have any reports scheduled from either of us. So I believe what's on tap from the Finance Committee is that budget at the moment.
Okay.
Thank you. And I'm not aware that we have any more up-to-date financials because we are still dealing with the audit. Ms. Rosenberg, may I give the floor to you? I'm sorry, go ahead. Is that
yeah, Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
I just want to be, well, I think us at PFW need to know, I don't know, maybe without the CFO, you could still give a report or something, Summer, on the mm-hmm. financial situation at PFW.
Oh, indeed.
For example, where do staff are going to get paid next pay period?
Okay. If you want the quick and dirty.
Yes, please.
There are multiple units without their payroll. Yours is one of them. I'm looking for money. I've been dealing with money all day while dealing with New York. Your staff is going to get paid next week. I don't know how.
May I suggest that we have this conversation either in closed session or on some kind of an agended basis? This is a little weird to do this.
PFW
right?
Folks.
Right, we just
want
to be able to do it however we need to do it. But
if you like, I can maybe just respond back to you all separately in an email. But I'm fully aware of the critical condition in D.C. and am working on that. And can maybe give you more information when we're not on this call, okay?
Another point of order. So can you tell me what's next on the agenda? Let me get an idea.
It's just the Finance Committee. What's next is the KPFT budget.
I have a question.
Is that all?
I don't know. I'd have a Finance Committee Chair. Is there anything else under Finance Committee that you have to present?
There is not, and I would ask a little bit of respect for the Texas Station. This is their annual budget for 2014, and I think to refer to it as that's all is really not respectful. We do all need to pay attention to all five stations on the national board.
So let me just, to address your concerns, yes, things are rather critical at your station. I am aware of them, and I have been working on them today, and we'll be making every effort to make sure that all staff are paid on time, according to law. Okay?
Okay. Summer, Serene,
I haven't slept for two nights. Good night,
yes, ma'am.
Ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Good night. Good night, is it? Thank you.
All right.
And And Benito, I'm happy to talk with you more at well, not at this point in the schedule, though, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, and I'm going to hand it off to Ms. Rosenberg so that you can go ahead and...
Before you do that, Summer, can you hear me at all? Hello?
I can hear you, Serene. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. If there's a problem with payroll, it's not just a station issue. That's a network issue. Pacifica is the line.
I'm aware of that.
So the communication should not be restricted to PFW board members. Send it to the entire list.
Okay, if I may be clear, you know, I'm working like a dog. It's 10:30 at night. I've got major New York stuff to deal with tomorrow. It is a network issue, and as I said at the beginning, there's more than one unit that's having difficulty with its payroll, and I'm working on all of that. I am fully aware that it is a network issue. It is my office that the labor board walked into, even though it had nothing to do with my unit. But I'm trying to, without completely derailing what's next on schedule, address the concerns of the PFW members who are obviously concerned about the staff at their station, and I respect that, okay? So
I am, but you missed my point. I didn't ask you to get into a discussion now. I'm saying simply send the communication about whatever station is in payroll jeopardy to the entire board. That's actually simpler than having to address people individually. Send it to pnb@pacifica.org. We all need to know.
Yeah. Okay, well, I tried to address it just now briefly because, quite frankly, I just don't know what to say. I have meetings starting first thing in the morning dealing with New York, and I'm probably not going to be writing a great deal tonight about any of this. I'm writing right now while we're on this call.
If I could, excuse me, point of order here. Point of order. We have an executive session scheduled. As Brian pointed out, we have little content for that executive session besides a report perhaps from the IED or the CFO, at which point anyone on the board can ask these questions and should ask these questions for all kinds of reasons that relate both to employee privacy rights and to union contracts, discussions regarding cash flow difficulties that may impact payroll should be held in closed session, at which point the board can be candidly informed what's on the plate at all the stations, where the problems are, and what's being done about it. So we have a closed session. We will be there in 15 minutes. That's all that's required here.
Okay, I don't understand the lecture. You weren't
folks,
recognized, so I don't understand why
folks,
you claimed the floor to
okay,
tell
folks,
us what to
if
do.
We could. I
call
would
the
love
point
to,
of order, Serene.
Please.
Summer, I'm trying to get your attention, please.
Yes, Ms. Roberts. Go ahead.
Are you there?
I am. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I will repeat because clearly you did not understand my statement. I didn't say go do a report tonight. I know you're going in to speak to the union tomorrow. I didn't say it has to be done within 24 hours, and I didn't say it had to be lengthy. I said the entire board needs to be informed of whatever the difficulty is. I didn't raise the subject.
No.
But since... I don't know what that was.
I understand your point, Serene, which is that if there's a difficulty sufficient to inform one set of board members regarding their home unit, you would like it to go to the entire board. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
Thank you. I understand what you ask. Okay. Go ahead. Ms. Rosenberg, you have the floor, please. We are in the Finance Committee portion of the agenda with the KPFT budget, which it has been passed at the local level and gone on to the National Finance Committee. Ms. Rosenberg, please go ahead and tell us about this budget and anything that was changed since it was sent out.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes. So it is a pleasure to announce that the KPFT management provided a budget to their local station board in early July. That budget was discussed and approved by the local station board prior to July 31st, which is great. It came to the Finance Committee... Was it the last meeting?
Yeah.
At the last meeting, we had an extensive conversation, which included KPFT GM Wayne Bradley, went over it line by line, much thanks to KPFT's treasurer, Jim Boyd, who, as usual, was right on top of all the details with this budget. It was approved with one minor change. That minor change had to do with KPFT's allocation of airfare and lodging expenses for sending their four PNB reps to PNB in-person meetings, which they had allocated in their divisional budget for 2014. And we had informed them that those costs are generally allocated in the national office budget. It wasn't necessary to allocate them in their divisional budget. So that item... for approximately $10,000 was removed. It was not contentious. So we are looking at anticipated revenues for KPFT in 2014 of $1,566,000. That's an approximate increase in the vicinity of $45,000 over their projected actuals for 2013, which are $1,518,000. The components of that increase are as follows. They did secure $13,000 in grant funding, which they have been promised, so that's been added to their revenues. They are projecting from a more aggressive car donation campaign that they will be able to improve those numbers by approximately $15,000. And they are anticipating, because of some work that they've put into their website, that they will have slightly improved website revenues. So those three components are approximately equal thirds of their revenue increase, which, again, is approximately $45,000. Expenses prior to shared services are anticipated at $1,150,000. That's 1.15. That is, again, an approximate increase of about $40,000 over their projected 2013 costs, which were $1,108,000. The primary increase there is a little bit in development expenses and a little bit in personnel, which is primarily caused by the transfer of some of their website and technical personnel who had been working on a consulting contract, but due to concerns regarding exempt employees and non-exempt employees, they are transferring onto their payroll and therefore will be picking up full benefits for those employees, which they had not been paying. Okay, so shared services are anticipated at $203,000 in 2014, and we are looking at a surplus of approximately $12,100, which is not robust, but pretty comparable to what they consistently have done. What's important to say about KPFT is that historically they've done a very good job of controlling their expenses in response to their revenues, and we've seen them course correct over the course of a year, which is good to see. And this budget is fairly consistent with previous budgets, which in general have worked out fairly well. So that's where we're at. The Finance Committee recommended the budget. The one change was simply made as sort of keeping the accounting clean mechanism, so we weren't double allocating for expenses in two different divisional budgets. And I'll take any questions regarding specific line items or concerns about this budget. If there's anything that any of the TND members from Houston want to add to what I've said, please do feel free.
Summer, this is Heather. I'm going to interrupt here for a moment. We have been discussing this topic now for 10 minutes, so I don't know if we want how long we want to discuss the budget.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm thinking budgets frequently can take half an hour without even blinking, so probably 20 minutes is not unreasonable, right? I don't know. Ms. Rosenberg?
Yeah, I think certainly there should be some follow-up questions on the budget. Board should sleep through budgets, so that would be my hope.
Thank you. Okay,
Brian,
Heather,
with a question.
Okay, go ahead. I'll take a stack. Go ahead, Brian, please.
No particular questions about the budget. I'm just curious if our CFO has reviewed it and has a recommendation on it.
Raul?
I haven't reviewed it yet. I believe that was forthcoming. I was involved with, devoted mainly on the completion of the audit, but I believe that the procedure was after it's approved by the National Finance Committee, I would be, Summer and I would be going over that. Correct me if I'm wrong, that's kind of the procedure I thought it would be.
I would add that Mr. Salvador is a member of the National Finance Committee.
Thank you. Are there other questions? Are there whether Texas board members who'd like to add anything regarding their own budget, or other members of the board who have questions regarding the budget?
This is Richard.
Thank you. Go ahead, Richard.
The money that we moved from that line item, we moved that to our balance, and so our balance is in the positive, whatever that is, red, black, green, whatever. To the question of the CFO looking at it, Raul, you were present at the Finance Committee meeting, right? And you were agreeable to it at that time, right?
I believe the last one I was sick. I was out sick that day. I wasn't able to make it.
Okay.
Are there any other members with questions or anything to add regarding this budget? See, Texas is the easier state.
Yeah. Richard, right. can you verify? I don't know. Did your LSB pass this budget unanimously? Do you remember what the vote was? Approximately? Nancy, maybe you'll remember.
Yeah, it was pretty solid. Pretty solid vote. We use, to a great extent, we use a previous year's expected income when we work out these budgets. We don't forecast that we're going to make $10 million in the next year. We try to look at what we've done and project where we're going to be. So we've got our general managers. He's a pretty conservative guy when it comes to finances. That's about all, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just to give people a flavor of the conversation, pretty much what we discussed on the NSC was we took a look at those three small revenue increases, the car donations, the grant income, whether it was promised or speculative. And we took a look at the website income. So we discussed those areas pretty thoroughly. On the other side, we discussed the consultant to employee transition that was being done for the technical staff and the reasons for that. And we talked a little bit about the size of the surplus, and we were relieved to find that double posted item, so we were able to use a slightly more robust surplus, and the budget came in with, which was good to see. And the other primary thing that we discussed was the state of KPFT's transmitter and the attempt to raise funds in order and to get those funds in-house before the transmitter flops and not afterwards, because there are some challenges with the equipment. It's aging, and it's one of the Armstrong transmitters, which have not had terrific longevity for us.
Thank you.
Houston's aware of that concern and is trying to raise some money to sort of, take care of that eventuality down the line. But so far, they only have about, if I'm correct, $30,000 or $35,000 for that. And, of course, it will be considerably more. So that's something that they hope to make some progress on this year. So that's my recollection of the scope of the conversation.
Richard, do you remember those numbers for the equipment?
Well, what you guys are calling the capital campaign, this is the second year in a row that you've presented a goal of $200,000.
Right.
And I think that is somewhat more than is needed to replace the transmitter per se. So I think it also includes an antenna refurbishment and a couple of other capital items. And as I said, my understanding is that the progress on that campaign is at the level of about $35,000 or $40,000. Technical replacement of the transmitter will cost about $90,000. So you're creeping in on kind of halfway there.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, well, if there's nothing else,
then it is then the motion of the Finance Committee is to recommend passage of this divisional budget by the PNB. So I guess I will place that on the floor.
Thank you. Is there a second? I guess you don't need a second. It's committee. Okay. Is there any objection to passing this budget?
I have a question, please.
Go ahead, please. Who is that? Serene?
Okay. It's Serene. So the cost of directors' attendance at PNB meetings is billed back to the stations, isn't it?
I wouldn't know the answer to that. Summer probably would. I don't believe so, because it is a line item in the national office budget. In the case of stations that are not paying their central services, that obviously causes a problem, since that's one of the things
Summer
supposed to be paid
to
for by the central services.
I'm sorry, what were you saying, Summer? You said yes, it is billed back?
To my knowledge, the individual ticket should be billed back to the stations. If they haven't been in the past, that might be problematic. And, of course, we do have two stations which routinely
are
not able to.
I'm sorry.
I'm saying it is my understanding that it should be billed back to the individual stations. But if you take things, it may not be, because, I mean, quite frankly, I don't have a complete answer for you, Serene, because when I think about it, like the hotels, that's all booked to national.
Let me continue. The national office budget contains line items, contains a line item for the cost of the annual meetings.
Yeah.
That line item last year was, I believe, $70,000 or $80,000, and it was intended to cover two or three national board meetings in their entirety, including airfare. Again, I can't speak to what you do, but I can speak to where we put it in the books.
No, I think you're right, because when I think about it, you know, paying the travel agent, that's all done by national. I'm not aware of any billbacks. So I think really what Serena I'm saying is I think it's probably fair it gets billed back to the stations, but I don't think it is.
It
probably should be, but I don't think it is. I guess it's supposedly coming out of
central
service.
I just want to say something.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead,
Hello,
is that Raul?
Yeah.
Richard?
Please.
Oh, who is it, Raul?
Can you hear me? Yeah. At least based on the last year's records, the national office actually booked it on their books.
Yeah.
I think that the assumption was the total central services are going to cover that, including that expense for the board meeting and travel. So.
Okay. I guess it's been a while since I've been on the board, but it seems to me that the old practice, and perhaps it has changed, I'll check the policy and procedure manual, but the old policy was that each station, national, puts the money out front because the organization for the meeting is handled in a centralized manner, but that each station is billed back for, you know, its local people, travel and accommodation. But we'll see. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see any bill back on the travel at all. It's been budgeted under national, as Tracy indicated, but there's no bill back or allocation to the radio station. I was assumed that that would be covered under the central services.
Thanks.
Anyone else with questions about the budget? About this budget in particular? Anything relative to the Texas budget? And if not, are there any objections to passing this budget?
I'd just like to abstain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Secretary, could you call the roll, please, on passage of the Texas budget? This is for KPFT FY 2013 budget, and congratulations to Texas getting their budget done first. And apparently without controversy, so thank you. So, please, Mr. Secretary, if you could go ahead and call the roll, please, on passage of your budget.
KPFT budget.
Thank you.
Burden? Carolyn? Can't hear you. Carolyn?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was muted. Yes, yes. I vote yes.
Yes. Coleman? J.
Janet, can you hear you?
Come, Janet, yes.
Okay, thank you. Robert?
Abstain, please.
Abstain, thank you. Saba? Ray?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Edward Steger?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Rosenberg?
I will vote yes.
Yes, thank you. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson? Can't hear you, Margie.
Hi, can you hear me?
Is that Margie? Margie? Hello? Margie, can't hear you. Okay, I'll come back to you. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. King?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Norman?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Skid?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Razan? Can't hear you, Lydia. Bombshell?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Medina? Can't hear you.
Hi.
Okay, what you got?
This is Margie. Richard, this is Margie.
Oh, Margie.
I was trying to take myself off mute, and I took myself off the call anyway.
Right.
So I vote yes on the.
Yes, okay, thank you. Congratulations on that grant job. Medina. Brenda? Can't hear you. Alan? Can't hear you. Polinar? Can't hear you. Mitchell?
Yes.
Yes. Giselle, yes. Razan, did you come back? Okay.
Congratulations. The motion passes, and thank you to all of our colleagues down in Texas. Please pass our thanks along to your finance committee chair and everyone who's involved with getting your budget together on time, okay? Thank you so much, and I will certainly pass it along to Dwayne as well at the management level.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, very good. One budget down. Only six to go.
There's seven to go.
Detailed. Okay, very good. Seven. Gosh, okay. All right. Be that way, Tracy. Okay. All right, everybody. Are we adjourning to executive session, or are we staying in open session? What is the leisure pleasure of the body?
Brian here?
Pleasure. Yes, I probably picked the wrong thing because, yes, all right. What would the body like to do at this time?
Benito.
Brian here.
Benito.
I would just say I don't know that we necessarily need to do it at this very moment. I think we have a little bit of time, but I think that we should have an executive session to deal with the payroll issues.
Okay. Okay, thank you. All right. And I'm sorry, Brian, did you wish to...
I just think, it's just a formality, but because we actually finished our executive session on the last call, and this is a continued meeting, if we want to go into exec session, I think we need a two-thirds vote, because it's like adding something to the agenda.
What?
Oh, my. Okay.
You want to the stack, please?
Okay, go ahead, John.
Point of clarification or something, information.
Go ahead, Benito, and then I'll go to John. Go ahead, Benito.
I don't understand that Brian's comment, because it seems that we've gone into, and I'm not advocating one thing or the other, I'm just asking, we've gone into executive session every single other meeting, so I don't understand what's different this time. And I'm also not so sure that we completed the agenda last time, because if I remember correctly, there have been three stations that have been on the executive, the closed session agenda for several meetings in a row. We finally got through, well, we did stuff with BAI and we did stuff with PFW, so I've been thinking for the last number of weeks. Well, in fact, the last meeting I was thinking we were going to deal with KPFA, but we didn't get to it. We just dealt with PFW and BAI again. So I was thinking today that we were going to deal with KPFA. I'm not advocating anything. I'm just trying to understand here.
Tracy for the stock.
Janet for the stock.
Thank you. Tracy?
Wait a minute. I think that I'm next.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, John. Forgive me. I'm extremely tired. Please.
Yeah, I'm just asking a question.
No, I know you are. And
the only difference is that our last meeting was the first one which we'd gotten to the end of an executive session agenda. We hit every item on the agenda, and then we adjourned.
Point of order. This
There's always been carryover items before.
Brian, wait to be recognized.
Gotcha,
this
Brian.
Is not
okay.
Appropriate.
Let me go to the stack. Thank you for that point of information. Go ahead, John, and then Tracy.
I think that there are a number of issues that may come up in executive session. They were alluded to during our present open session, and I concur with Benito. That's entirely appropriate. There are likely to be sensitive issues that need to find complete or more complete information in executive session. And I think since it is scheduled, we should go forward with it. Thank you.
Ms. Rosenberg?
We have an agenda for executive session. It contains a report from the IED and potentially a report from the CFO. That's nothing on the agenda. That is two items on the agenda. And we have board members asking to be updated on a specific item, which is basically a question for the IED report, which we have to go into closed session to hear, and then we can answer those questions. So I don't see why we would avoid going into executive session. I think certainly we don't necessarily want to go for 3 hours tonight. There's no reason for that, but I think we should go hear the IED's report, let Benito ask his questions and get answers and adjourn.
Richard to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Richard.
I'd like to move that we adjourn and go to executive session.
So second. Thank you. I don't know who that was, but thank you. Okay.
See ya.
Okay. Thank
See
you.
And raise you.
I have a point of information.
Go ahead. It was the point of information. Is that
Serene? It's Serene. Thanks. The last agenda, the last closed session agenda, does anyone have a copy of it that can actually just let us know what remained on the agenda?
I don't have it right in front of me. Who else does?
This is Brian. I do. There is nothing remaining on it.
I mean, I suppose Brian's right about the fact that I gave an ED report at the last meeting, so technically there wouldn't be one.
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Thank you. Do you have a copy of it? You have it. Okay.
There is business that wasn't completed last time. The minutes were postponed until this meeting, and the minutes were sent out to y'all right after the agenda was sent out on Monday. So we need to go approve the minutes, if nothing else.
Benito to the stack.
And Serene.
Sure, Benito. And I have no objection. I mean, either way, I have certainly no objection to answering the questions of members. Go ahead, Benito, please.
No, I'm just trying to remind us. It's very clear to me that KPFA has been on the agenda of the executive agenda for several meetings, and it's never been gotten to. That I don't have the agenda in front of me, but that has been very clear in my mind for over a month and a half, if not 2 months now. So, again, there were three stations on the agenda. We got to two of them.
That makes sense, actually. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Serene.
Yeah, but it wasn't on our last agenda.
is a separate item.
I don't know about that, but
I mean, you're right, but
has there been a move to adjourn?
There has
motion
been
to adjourn.
Adjourn. Let me get the last person on stack, and then we'll take a vote. Okay, go ahead, Trine.
Okay, sorry. Okay, good. Thanks. So if we moved at the last meeting to postpone consideration, and this is a continuation meeting, this is in fact not another meeting. We didn't move to postpone it to later in the same meeting, of which this is the second half or the second session. So those minutes that Richard is referring to would probably come before the board in 2 weeks at what is really the next meeting after his motion. And while I certainly want to hear what's happening, because, you know, I feel there's a shortage of information coming my way and important issues, I think it would be good if we could get some of the outstanding business, you know, that's been on the open agenda for some time, if we could get some of that done.
Thank you. I don't know that there is much outstanding business on closed session. I do believe Richard moved it to the next meeting, which was this one, not the next meeting that wasn't a continuation meeting as to the minutes.
I'm sorry, Chair.
I'm not understanding what you're saying. This is the same meeting as 2 weeks ago. It's just an adjourned session. It's not.
Well, what he said at that meeting was that he was postponing them to our meeting in 2 weeks. I mean, I do remember that part.
I see.
Okay. I mean, so I think, whether it was phrased correctly or not, I believe the intent was to simply go to our next meeting, not the next meeting that was a new meeting, do you know? So, whatever. I mean, either way. I'm sorry, Brian, what were you going to say? Did you ask to be recognized? Okay. Shall we just take a vote on this? We either go or we don't go. I'm here, whatever we decide to do. So, there's a motion to adjourn to executive session. If you support it, vote yes. If you don't, vote no or abstain. Please, can you just call the roll, Richard, please?
Okay. Edward Seeger?
Abstain.
Abstain. Rosenberg?
Yes, let's go to executive session and answer Benito's questions.
Siegel. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
Hello?
Can't hear you. Margie, there, you there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Who is that, Margie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can't. You want to
adjourn? I'm sorry.
Yes or no on adjourn? Margie?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Thank you, yes.
Right.
I abstain.
Okay,
thank you.
Diaz? Diaz, yes.
Yes. King?
She left.
Yes, thank you. Norman?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Was on. Lydia, can't hear you. Russell.
Yes.
Yes. Medina. You there, Brenda? Alan. Can't hear you. Polinar. Can't hear you. Henschel. Can't hear you, Nancy. Giselle, yes. Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Sabah? Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Nine, two, two.
I'm sorry, 9-2-2, is that correct?
Right.
Executive session it is.
Thank you to all members of the listening public who have been with us this evening. Let us go to executive session, please. Thank you.
Thank you.